May we be helped to commence the morning service of worship by singing together hymn number 1036. Tune Jonathan 356. Seek ye my face, the Saviour cries. My soul, where canst thou find supplies but in the Lamb, for sinner slain, who has not shed his blood in vain? Thou shalt obtain the blessing yet. Jesus will not thy cries forget. Wait on the Lord, take courage still, his promise surely he'll fulfill. Hymn 1036, tune Jonathan 356.
There are three psalms that I'd like us to read together this morning from the Holy Word of God. The three psalms are the 3rd, the 84th, and the 115th. Our reading from the Holy Word of God this morning is from the Book of Psalms, commencing to read with the 3rd psalm, followed by the 84th psalm, then the 115th psalm. So our first reading, Psalm 3. A psalm of David when he fled from Absalom, his son. Lord, how are they increased that trouble me? Many are they that rise up against me. Many there be which say of my soul, there is no help for him in God, Selah. But thou, O Lord, art a shield for me, my glory, and the lifter up of mine head. I cried unto the Lord with my voice, and he heard me out of his holy hill, Selah. I laid me down and slept. I awaked, for the Lord sustained me. I will not be afraid of 10,000s of people that have set themselves against me round about. Arise, O Lord, save me, O my God, for thou hast smitten all mine enemies upon the cheekbone. Thou hast broken the teeth of the ungodly. Salvation belongeth unto the Lord. Thy blessing is upon thy people, Selah. Let's now turn to the 84th psalm. Psalm 84. To the chief musician upon Gittith, a psalm for the sons of Korah. How amiable are thy tabernacles, O Lord of hosts! My soul longeth, yea, even fainteth, for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh crieth out for the living God. Yea, a sparrow hath found an house, and a swallow a nest for herself, where she may lay her young. Even thine altars, O Lord of hosts, my King and my God. Blessed are they that dwell in thy house. They will be still praising thee, Selah. Blessed is the man whose strength is in thee, in whose heart are the ways of them, who passing through the valley of Baca make it a well. The rain also filleth the pools. They go from strength to strength. Every one of them in Zion appeareth before God. O Lord God of hosts, hear my prayer. Give ear, O God of Jacob, Selah. Behold our God, our shield, and look upon the face of thine anointed. For a day in thy courts is better than 1,000. I'd rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than to dwell in the tents of wickedness. For the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will he uphold from them that walk uprightly. The Lord of hosts, blessed is the man that trusteth in thee. And now, final reading from the Holy Word of God is the 115th Psalm. Psalm 115. Not unto us, O Lord, not unto us, but unto thy name give glory, for thy mercy and for thy truth's sake. Wherefore should the heathen say, where is now their God? But our God is in heavens. He hath done whatsoever he hath pleased. Their idols are silver and gold, the work of men's hands. They have mouths, but they speak not. Eyes have they, but they see not. They have ears, but they hear not. Noses have they, but they smell not. They have hands, but they handle not. Feet have they, but they walk not. Neither speak they through their throat. They that make them are like unto them. So is every one that trusteth in them. O Israel, trust thou in the Lord. He is their help and their shield. O house of Aaron, trust in the Lord. He is their help and their shield. Ye that fear the Lord, trust in the Lord. He is their help and their shield. The Lord hath been mindful of us. He will bless us. He will bless the house of Israel. He will bless the house of Aaron. He will bless them that fear the Lord, both small and great. The Lord shall increase you more and more, you and your children. You are blessed of the Lord, which made heaven and earth. The heaven, even the heavens are the Lord's, but the earth have He given to the children of men. The dead praise not the Lord, neither any that go down into silence, but we will bless the Lord from this time forth and for evermore. Praise the Lord. We'll leave the reading of the Holy Word of God there. May He bless the reading of His Word to each of our souls. And may we each be enabled to call upon His great and holy name in prayer. Great and almighty Lord God, do enable us to praise Thee, Lord. Do grant unto each of us that true spirit of praise, that, Lord, we, as we enter into these Thine earthly courts on this morning of Thy day, it might be with that true spirit of thankfulness, that, Lord, we thank Thee, we praise Thee, that, Lord, we're still enabled, Thou hast granted unto us the health and strength, and the desire to be found in these Thine earthly courts on Thy day. We thank Thee, Lord, that we're still found on praying ground. We thank Thee, Lord, that we're not in hell. That Thou, Lord, hast not dealt with us as we deserve. That Thou hast not rewarded us according to our iniquities. But, Lord, we come. This sinner in the pulpit comes feeling his worthlessness, feeling his insufficiency, feeling his poverty, his carnality, feels, Lord, to be nothing except a mass of sin, loathsome in Thy sight, Lord, in and of himself, of those wounds, those bruises, those putrefying sores. There's no soundness in us, Lord. From the sole of our feet to the top of our heads. No, O wretched man that I am. O Lord, who can deliver me from this body of sin and death? O Lord, we come, Lord, feeling our unworthiness to approach unto a thrice holy God. We come, Lord, we come in and through a precious Christ. What a mercy, Lord, that Thou dost not look upon us apart from through Him. that thou, Lord, will look upon the face of thine anointed. That, Lord, he is seen instead of us when we approach to God. Yes, Lord, we will plead him. We plead what he has done. We plead a precious Christ. Lord, that one who stands between in garments dyed in blood, that one who gave his life for sinners, the friend of publicans and sinners, and this man receiveth sinners and eateth with them. What a mercy, Lord, that we, Lord, although we do feel, we trust the friends here and here listening, feel, Lord, the sinnership. And yet, Lord, we plead thy word. Thou came into the world to save sinners. This is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief. I am chief, Lord. And yet, Lord, thou came into this world to save sinners, to suffer, bleed and die for sinners, to rise again the third day for their justification, Lord. And what a mercy that it is, so that there is salvation. For, Lord, we've got nothing, nothing in and of ourselves, just our heart that's deceitful and desperately wicked. Nothing, Lord, that we have not received from thee. What a mercy, Lord, that thou art merciful, that thou art gracious, slow to anger, of great compassion. What a mercy, Lord, that thou choosest the vilest, the filthiest, the wretched, that thou mayest have all the praise, all the honour, and all the glory in the salvation of those that don't deserve to be saved, those that don't merit being saved, those, Lord, who thou wilt choose. Many are called, few are chosen. What a mercy, Lord, for each of that hope, that good hope through grace, that thou, Lord, hast called us, that thou, Lord, hast chosen. Thou knowest those that are thine, Lord. Thou art no respecter of persons, and what a mercy that it is so, Lord. But, Lord, what a mercy of each here, of those evidences that they're called, that they're chosen. Thou to give thy life a ransom for many. What a mercy, Lord, if we're each numbered amongst that many, those, Lord, that are thine, that number that no man can number, those, Lord, that are brought with a price, those, Lord, that are washed, though, Lord, their sins, Lord, might be deep-dyed sins, scarlet sins, crimson sins, but those, Lord, that are washed, those that are purged, those that are made whiter than snow. What a mercy, Lord, if each have that hope, Lord. And any, Lord, that don't have that hope, any, Lord, that... What a mercy if they have that desire to know that hope, to know thee, to love thee, to worship thee, Lord. Any, Lord, Lord, what a mercy if we're amongst those that we're visiting, those that seek thee. For those that seek thee, Lord, shall find thee. Seek ye me while I may be found. Call ye upon me while I am near, Lord. And to seek thee, Lord. We know, Lord, thou came in to this world to seek and to save sinners. What a mercy, Lord. Grant, Lord, that each here, each in our own families, and each, we know, might have those evidences, that a calling election is sure. For thou knowest, Lord, the devil. Thou knowest, Lord, how he comes, and no might against him, Lord. We look to thee, Lord. We look to thee. Assure each of us of our salvation. Say unto my soul, I am thy salvation. As David said, Lord, restore unto me the joy of thy salvation. May we each know we're saved. Saved from what we've earned. Saved from what we deserve. Saved with an everlasting salvation. Saved by what thou hast done. And that thou hast done alone. Lord, speak. Speak, Lord. Don't be silent to us, Lord. Lest thou be silent unto us, we become like those that go down into the pit. Lord, speak. Grant unto us, Lord, that hearing ear, that understanding heart, Lord. Lord, speak through thy word, or something, Lord. Thou art a sovereign, what thou wilt use. But don't be silent, Lord. We desire to hear thy voice. We desire, Lord, to hear them and to follow thee, Lord. Do, Lord, be with each, we beseech of thee, in life's pathway. Uphold and strengthen and support those that need it, Lord. We all need it, Lord. But those that have that felt need of it. And what a mercy it is to have that felt need, that we're weak, feeble. And yet, Lord, when I am weak, then I am strong. O Lord, we pray, Lord, that strengthen and support each. That would grant that strength sufficient for each day. That thou would be with them, Lord. Be with those, Lord, that feel the infirmities of old age. Uphold them, strengthen and support them, Lord. Those, any Lord, that are in affliction's path. Grant healing mercies. Bless the means used upon them, Lord. Grant that reviving, if it's thy will. Be with one in our own family, still in hospital, to be with them there, Lord. And uphold, Lord, and grant, Lord, wisdom to doctors and nurses that they might be returning home in due season, if it's thy will. But do be with them there, Lord, and that small family. And do, Lord, oh Lord, may each be able to say, it's good for me that I've been afflicted. Now, light affliction, which is but for a moment, working for us a far more exceeding weight of glory. Use, Lord, the very circumstances, trials and difficulties to teach us, Lord. Because we need to be taught. Without thee, we can do nothing. That without thee, we are nothing. And yet, Lord, our whole dependence is upon thee. Do, Lord, be with those that have lost loved ones. Uphold them, strengthen and support them. Those that mourn, Lord. And be with the young and rising generation. Be with the children. We thank thee, Lord, that children are found in this place. So many of our causes, Lord, the sound of children is not heard. And we know, Lord, that we cannot keep the children. We cannot keep ourselves. But, Lord, we would pray for the children. That, Lord, thou would grant unto them the fear of the Lord, which is the beginning of wisdom. That thou would keep them, Lord, as we all need keeping, Lord, but thou would keep them under the shadow, thou would keep them the apple of thine eye and hide them under the shadow of thy wing. Do be with them, Lord, in their school days and in their studies, and those, Lord, that are in higher education. Do, Lord, be with them. Lord, raise them up to be pillars in each of the causes of truth, Lord. Keep them close to thy word, close to thee and close to thy people. Do, Lord, grant them wisdom, wise counsel and good judgment. Do, Lord, grant, Lord, that there are many things that they're taught, Well, be with parents, Lord. Grant them wise counsel and good judgment. They train up the children in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. Lead them in the way they should go, Lord. And do, Lord, grant, Lord, those things that they hear in school and many things that they're taught. They might know, Lord, that many of these things are just man's thoughts. They're not thy thoughts, Lord. Be with those here, Lord, in further education. Be with those, Lord, that one at university and one in his, do uphold them. And do, Lord, be with them. Grant them that success in their studies, if it's thy will. But lead and direct in all things. Do, Lord, be with each. We beseech of thee. Be with each of thy servants. Thy servant at Braintree this day, do be with him. And thy servant, Lord, that goes forth from this place. And each, Lord, that labour in thy name. O Lord, we feel our poverty. We feel, Lord, we're unprofitable servants at times, Lord. But, Lord, our total dependence, Lord, earthen vessels. But our total dependence is upon thee, because it's thy word, Lord. And thou hast said thy word will not return unto thee void. Lord, may each prove to be the Lord's messenger in the Lord's message. Do, Lord, grant a word. And do, Lord, open it to our understanding. For, Lord, I don't know what the people here need. Only thou knowest what they need, Lord. And so, Lord, for each of thy servants, do, Lord, grant, Lord, thy word might be made life, matter and wisdom unto us, Lord. We beseech, and grant that we might meditate upon thy word. Thy word, Lord, that portion of thy holy word that hath laid upon my spirit this morning, Lord, may it be used of thee, Lord. May it be a word of encouragement, if that's, Lord, what the people need. May it be a word of rebuke, if that's what's needed. And may it be a word, Lord, that thou knowest, but use thy word, we beseech of thee, Lord. And as we gather round thy word, it is our desire, Lord, that we feel and know thy presence. That, Lord, thou would make thy presence manifest. And as we pray for the service of thy house this day, we pray for each of thy services and thy cause of truth while thy name is faithfully proclaimed, Lord. Be with friends here as they gather round thy word. And at each cause, Lord, grant, Lord, thy gracious presence might be known and felt, Lord. Oh, what is the house to me? We don't want a formal religion, Lord. We don't want one left just to come and go. No. Oh, what is the house to me? Lest the master I can see. Lord, grant, Lord, thy presence might be known. We come, Lord, with the Greeks of old. So we would see Jesus. Oh, Lord, that's the desire of thy servants, to lift thee up, Lord. To lift thee up on that gospel pole. That sinners might be abased. That sinners might be brought low. And yet, Lord, look and live. To look unto thee, Lord. Be with us, Lord, as a nation. Preserve unto us our Protestant heritage and our Lord's Day. Preserve unto us our Christian liberties. Grant, Lord, that the cause of truth might be maintained, yea, even increased if it's thy will, Lord. Lord, we pray for Zion. We pray, Lord, for each of the causes of truth, Lord, where their name is faithful. Grant a godly, gracious increase, Lord, we beseech of thee. O Lord, grant there might be a building up in congregation and in church, Lord. The day of Pentecost, that great number that were turned unto thee. And thou art the same, thou changest not, Lord. Lord, keep us in the old paths, give us the old ways. May we not court the face of man, but Lord, build up. What solemn and sad days we live in, Lord. The day of small things. We would not despise the day of small things, Lord. We thank thee that it's a day of anything. And yet, Lord, there is much room. There's much room here. A brain drain, each of the causes is truth. Lord, constrain others to come in. And only thou canst do it, Lord. Only it's thy work and thy work alone. Do, Lord, grant others might be granted that hunger and thirst after thee, that desire after thee, that there might be that inquiring after thee. Lord, they might find thee. Do, Lord, build up. Build up, we beseech of thee, Lord. We fear for the future, Lord. We know, Lord, that perfect love casteth out fear. We know, Lord, we should have belief. Lord, I do believe. Help thou mine unbelief. And yet, Lord, many causes of truth are brought so low. We wonder where the scene will end. We wonder in a few years' time how many causes will be left. We know it's in thine hand, Lord. And thou knowest what thou will do. But Lord, thou hast said, that will be inquired of by the house of Israel to do these things for them. Well, we're inquiring, Lord, do these things for us. We can't do them, Lord, only thou can. Build up. Grant better days. Be with each, Lord, thy servants, those that bear the burden of the ministry, to be with them. The harvest is great, the labourers are few. O Lord, hear us, we beseech of thee. Be with thy people throughout the world. Those that suffer persecution, do, Lord, lessen the persecution if it's thy will. Be with those, Lord, in places of conflict. We think of the conflict in the Middle East, Lord. We don't know what's happening there, Lord, but we know, Lord, thou knowest. Do, Lord, be with those that thine are there and in Ukraine and other places. And grant, Lord, these conflicts might not spread. Grant, Lord, that peace might return. Do uphold thy people there, Lord, and bring them through if it's thy will. Grant my grace, grant my presence. And use these various circumstances, trials and difficulties, earthquakes. Thou art a sovereign, what thou wilt use, Lord. But use something to grant there might be that knowledge that there's one God in heaven, an almighty God. Again, we think of the Middle East, we think of those, well, we've even read of it in thy word, Lord, those that worship and a God that doesn't exist. All those Islam and so on, Lord. Oh Lord, open the eyes of the blind, the ears of the deaf, that they might know the folly of those things that they were. They might know there's only one God in heaven, an almighty God,
a consuming fire out of Christ, and yet a God of love. O Lord, work mightily in this day and generation in which we live, we beseech of thee. We often feel, Lord, to be so impotent, to feel so useless, to feel so insignificant. And we think of Jehoshaphat and how that cry that he made up to thee, Lord, he had no might against this great company that's come. Neither know we what if our eyes are upon thee. And that's, Lord, the desire of each. Our eyes are upon thee, Lord. Upon thee to work. Work in our own hearts. Work in our denomination, in our nation, Lord. Grant unto each of us that true spirit of repentance. Lord, search me. Try me. And if there be any wicked way in me, lead me in that way everlasting. Lord, if I've offended thee, Lord, and caused thee to hide thy face, and reveal it, Lord, and grant there might be that turning unto, that true repentance, that true confession, and that true desire after thee, Lord. Grant it, we beseech of thee, Lord. And well, Lord, we deserve thee to leave us. We deserve thee to forsake us. But Lord, we've sinned and come short. And yet, Lord, thou hast said in thy word, I will never leave thee, nor forsake thee. Lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. What a mercy, Lord. Because our dependence, each of our dependence is upon thee and upon thy word. For thou art a faithful God, a covenant-keeping God. Will keep us, Lord. Keep us. Draw me, as our friend said. Draw me, we will run after thee, Lord. Draw us. Draw us to thy feet this day. And may we learn of thee. May we be taught of thee, Lord. Help me to speak a few things to thy praise, thine honour and thy glory, Lord. And help each in each aspect of the service. We need thee, Lord, for we can do nothing without thee, Lord. Open my mouth wide and I will fill it. That's the word, Lord. That's the word that I have to plead, Lord, because thou hast given me that word. And thou did before the church meeting, before I was sent into the ministry. And Lord, I've still had to plead. I will have to plead it all the way through. Open my mouth wide and I will fill it. I don't want to fill it, Lord. I don't want to speak things that I think. I want thou to fill my mouth, Lord, with those things that the people need. And Lord, help us this day to worship thee in spirit and in truth. But do grant us that true reverence and godly fear. Help one at the desk in his responsibilities here. Choose the hymns for him. Reading services, choose them for him. And do, Lord, grant, Lord, that upholding. And grant, Lord, thy gracious presence and the signs following. We beseech of thee as we'd ask it all. With a grateful heart for every mercy, Lord. Lord, we'd be mindful of thy manifold mercies. That, Lord, we're still enabled to gather around thy word. This cause of truth has still been maintained. There's still a witness here, Lord. We thank thee for that, Lord. Thou hast granted journey and mercy unto us this day. The health and strength to be here, Lord. We thank thee, Lord, for thy mercies, thy providential mercies. Food, clothing, raiment. And we think of those throughout the world that don't have these things. Oh, help thy people, Lord. Provide those things that are necessary in this life. And Lord, those greater mercies in grace, or of grace. We thank thee, Lord, that thou art gracious. But may each of us grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Saviour, Jesus Christ. May we know thee more, Lord. May, Lord, thou increase. May we decrease. May, Lord, we humble ourselves before thee, Lord. For thou resistest the proud, but givest grace unto the humble. May we humble ourselves under the mighty hand of God. Thou lift us up in due season. And may we cast all our care, every single care upon thee. For thou carest for us, as we'd ask it all. For Jesus Christ's sake. Amen.
The notices for the opening week are, God willing, that on Tuesday Mr. Bernard Burgess is engaged to preach, and on the next Lord's Day evening Mr. James Burgess is engaged to preach, and as help there will be a read address during a prayer meeting and a read sermon during a morning service. Today is the day we take our monthly collection. May we now be helped to further sing hymn 915, June Mitten 374. Why, O my soul, art thou dismayed? Why in these tents of sorrow grown? On what have thy fond hopes been stayed? Still seeking rest, but finding none. Rest in the promise God has spoke, in all things ordered well for thee, whose sacred words he'll ne'er revoke, nor alter his profound decree. Hymn 915, June Mitten 374.
Turn together to the 119th Psalm, Psalm number 119.
119 and the 114th verse. 119th Psalm and the 114th verse. Thou art my hiding place and my shield. I hope in thy word. Thou art my hiding place and my shield. I hope in thy word. The psalmist here made a statement, and that statement was very clear. Statement that thou art. This one that he was addressing was his hiding place and his shield. All the Lord's people, I believe, as they go through this wilderness journey, feel their needs, various needs they want. But we do need a hiding place. And we do need a shield. What a mercy if you and I have felt our inability to defend ourselves, our inability to do anything right, to be found in a hiding place, and to be encompassed about by a shield. The psalmist here, it's the word thou art. It proved it. Proved this hiding place. Proved that the Almighty God was his hiding place, is his hiding place. And he was his shield. We often try to hide behind many things. We might try to hide behind our own felt goodness. We might think we are not as bad as others. We might think that we're better than others. That's a vain defence. That's a useless defence. That will not protect us. We might feel we've got our own strength. We might feel that we don't need defending. That we don't need a shield. That we don't need a hiding place. And if we're amongst the Lord's people, then the Lord will bring us to that situation where we have no defence in ourselves. No ability to defend ourselves. No strength to defend ourselves. And we'll have to flee to a hiding place. We'll have to have that shield, shield of his providing, to encompass us about. What a mercy to know our true standing in the sight of a thrice holy God. Felt so much recently of our, as I said in prayer, or I might have said in prayer, how useless we are, how poor we are, how needy we are. We're like those conies. The conies are defenceless, and yet they made their house in a rock. They were wise. I felt so much poverty, such poorness. I can't defend myself, no. I've got nothing to defend myself with in and of myself. What a mercy that the Lord, for his people, has provided that hiding place. And has provided that shield. Has provided a place of refuge. A place that they may resort to. A place that they may flee to. A place that they need. A precious Christ. Thou art my hiding place and my shield. Providentially, trials and difficulties, attacks that come from friend and from foe,
for our own hearts, our own consciences, but stick with providentially for a moment. Those things, those fears that we have. I only talk about my own religion. Fears. In other words, people do have fears. Now I say that with the authorities of God's word. Otherwise there wouldn't be so many fear nots in God's word, because the Lord's people do fear. They're not those that are so confident, those that are so selfish, of no, they're fearing people. And they fear a number of things. So you might be fearing future, the unknown way. The Lord's people often fear the direction that the Lord is taking them in. Often fear what will happen. I fear the pathway ahead. I fear what the Lord's asked me to do. I fear that I can't do anything. And I fear to take one step without the Lord's presence, without the Lord's upholding, without the Lord encompassing me about. I fear to walk in a way of my own walking. What a mercy that the Lord has said that he shall guide his people with his counsel and afterward receive them into glory. Might be fearing those in the Holy Word of God, in the book of Genesis. That's a shield. Abraham, the father of the faithful. Abraham, who had just, in this portion of God's Holy Word, had just come back from the slaughter of the kings, from Chedorlaomer and the slaughter of the kings, and Melchizedek had met with him. And Abraham feared. Now, how do I know Abraham feared? Because the Lord said to him, fear not. So he was clearly fearing, otherwise the Lord would have said it. And he was fearing, perhaps he was fearing that those kings that had defeated with those trained servants, was it 318 I think it was, 318 servants, yes, trained servants, defeated those kings, and perhaps he feared those kings were coming back after them. Perhaps you fear someone's coming back after you. But what did the Lord say to Abraham? He said this: fear not, Abraham, I am thy shield. There it is. I am thy shield and thy exceeding great reward. Now, Abraham wasn't his own shield. Abraham didn't have his own defense. No, the Lord was his shield. Fear not, Abraham, I am thy shield and thy exceeding great reward. What a comfort this must have been to Abraham. That the Lord spoke to him when he needed it, the time when he needed comforting, and the Lord granted him that promise, that certainty. So it wasn't saying, Abraham, you can do something. It wasn't saying, Abraham, look to yourself. No. It wasn't saying, Abraham, look to your men. No, it's, I am the great I am that I am. The burning bush. I am that I am. Not ourselves. And what an I am we've got. How great I am. That's got to come down. It's got to be brought down. And the Lord will bring it down so that we become as nothing. So that we become as insignificant, worthless, worms of the earth. And our defense. He is our defense. I am thy shield and thy exceeding great reward. What a comfort to Abraham this must have been. If there's someone here or listening at home, I don't know. Fear not. Fear not. I am thy shield, compassing thee about. Shield, defending. And thy exceeding great reward. Thou art my hiding place and my shield. I hope in thy word. I am thy shield. Now a shield is a defence. It's a defensive. It's used for defence, not for offence. The sword is for offence, of course. But the shield is a defence. A shield is to protect. A shield is to hide behind. A shield is something to ward off those blows. To ward off those attacks. to ward off those swords, those arrows. What a mercy to have a shield. What a mercy to hide behind that shield. And what a mercy that the shield, not an earthly shield, but those that went into battle with a shield, used it for their protection. And it said that the shields in the old days were mighty shields, very strong shields. And if used properly, then they can be used to spare life, the one that is attacked. But our shield, if we're found behind the shield of God, it's an invincible shield. It's a strong shield. It's a sure defence. Fear not, Abraham, I am thy shield and thy exceeding great reward. And all the Lord's people need that shield. All need it. And Moses knew that shield. Moses said this in the book of Deuteronomy, as Moses was brought down towards the end of his life here below. He said this in the blessing to the tribes. Happy art thou, O Israel, who is like unto thee, O people saved by the Lord, the shield of thy help, who is the sword of thy excellency. And thine enemies shall be found liars unto thee, and thou shalt tread upon their high places. Happy art thou, O Israel. What a happy people. The Lord, happy art thou, O Israel, who is like unto thee, a people favoured by the Lord. They're sinners, poor sinners, wretched sinners, but happy art thou. What a mercy if you know this shield. What a mercy if you're found behind this shield. Happy art thou, O Israel, who is like unto thee, O people saved by the Lord. The shield of thy help. Helpless in themselves. What a mercy if our help is of the Lord. No help in self I find, and yet have sought it well. The native treasure of my mind is sin and death, and how soon we are to try and look for other places for help. Ourselves, loved ones, and we of course would be thankful for their help. Even the world, Dad, no. Help of the Lord, help by the shield of thy help. To find behind this shield, to find sheltering behind this shield. When assaults come. And how those assaults can come from various places. The world. How it throws arrows, how it throws stones. And sometimes, as I alluded to, sometimes even from the people of God. Even from the Lord's own people. It's very solemn, isn't it? But a shield, a sure defence, a hiding place. Happy art thou, O Israel, who is like unto thee. Yes, a fearing people, yet happy art thou, O Israel, who is like unto thee, O people saved by the Lord, the sword of thy help, and who is the sword of thy excellency. And thine enemies shall be found liars unto thee, and thou shalt tread upon their high places. A shield. As the Lord may help me this morning, I'd like to talk about this shield. I've already talked about why we need a shield. Because at times the Lord's people have felt to be so poor. They felt to be so without strength. They felt at times to be so defenceless. And they have to prove this shield. And they have to go into this hiding place. As you can look back on former times in your pathway when this shield of God's providing, and as it says in Ephesians, isn't it, the shield of faith. There, wherefore take unto you the whole armour of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand. stand therewith, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye should be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and teaching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. Faith. Faith to trust. Faith to believe. Faith to look to an almighty God. How defenseless we are. How poor we are. And yet the Lord is that shield. Thou art my hiding place and my shield. I hope in thy... And Isaiah says this in the Holy Word of God, directed by the Holy Spirit. Come, my people. Poor people, needy people, fearing people, defenseless people. Come, my people. Enter into thy chambers. Shut thy doors about me. Hide thyself. Hide thyself, as it were, for a little moment, until the indignation be over. How we need hiding. How we need defending. How we need a shield. What a mercy that there is a hiding place. What a mercy that there is a shield by which the Lord's people can hide behind. A shield to defend them. And it's not a shield of our own making. It's not our own defence. No. Vengeance is mine. I repay, saith the Lord. It's the Lord. He, thou, art my hiding place and my shield. I hope in thy word. Now, the psalmist, in those psalms, knew this shield. Knew that it needed it. That first psalm that we read together. The third psalm, a psalm of David. As I read the title, when he fled from his son Absalom. Now remember David's sin, and remember Nathan had gone to David, thou art the man, and those things that the Lord gave to Nathan to mention to David, and they came to pass. And David, how many are they that increase to trouble me? Great trouble. Many rose up against his own familiar friend, Ahithophel, his counsellor. They went to the house of God together. How they increased that trouble me. How many they rise up against me. And they said to him that for his soul there was no help. No help for him in God. No help in him. For his God. By his God. But what's David's confidence? What David's strength? Where was David looking? But thou, O Lord, art a shield for me. Yeah, there are many trouble me. Many rise up against me. His own son, his counsel, and so on. But he looked to the Lord. But thou, O Lord, art a shield for me. That shield, that defence, that shield that he could hide in the fifth psalm, I think it is, yeah. The last verse in the fifth psalm. For thou, Lord, wilt bless the righteous. With favour wilt thou compass him as with a shield. Encompass him, surround him, be all the way around him. Not just when the attacks come from the front, but they come from the side and from the back. Complete. This shield is invincible. This shield cannot be penetrated. No. Look at David. But thou. So that but. Didn't matter about them. Didn't matter about the troubles. Didn't matter about the number. Didn't matter how powerful the number were. He had a shield. And that shield, provided by an almighty God. That shield was his defence. His height, his refuge. But thou. But thou, what a wonderful thing was that but. Doesn't matter about them. Doesn't matter about that. The shield. It matters about the shield. It matters about the invincibility of the shield.
But thou, O Lord, art a shield for me, or about me.
And that shield was relying upon.
That shield was his defence. That shield encompassed him about, as I said, and that shield was a protection. But thou art a shield for me, my glory, and the lifter up of mine head. And in the 18th psalm, I think it is, which I think is David's psalm of thanksgiving, when the Lord delivered him. When the Lord delivered him from the hands of all those that were against him. When the Lord, and David wrote this. Thou hast given me the shield of thy salvation, and thy right hand hath holden me up, and thy gentleness hath made me great. Thou hast enlarged my steps unto me, that my feet did not slip. What a mercy, that shield. I am thy shield, and that exceeding great reward thou hast given me, that he could look back upon that shield. Thou hast given that shield that the Lord gave him, that shield that the Lord provided for him, and it was the shield of his salvation, and thy right hand hath holden me up. What a mercy for that shield. What a mercy if you and I have found sheltering behind that shield when attacks come. And notice the use of my wording there. I didn't say if attacks come. It's because that shield is not provided without a purpose. And that shield is not necessary. It's a defence. So attacks will come. But it's to be found behind that shield, isn't it? To be found protected. To be found sheltering. To be found in that shield. The second psalm that we read together, the 84th psalm. The psalmist here, it's God's house. Blessed are they that dwell in thy house. We've still been praising thee, Salem, and so on. But the psalmist said this: O Lord of God, O Lord of hosts, hear my prayer. Give ear, O God of Jacob, Salem. Behold, our God, our shield. Behold, O God, our shield. And look upon the face of thine anointed. I mentioned a little bit of that in prayer, didn't I? But I'll come back to it a little bit. About this shield and precious Christ. I'll come back to that, if the Lord will. Our shield. He's our shield. For the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will he uphold from them that walk uprightly. The Lord, see the certainty of the psalmist here. Said he was the Son, he's the Son of Righteousness. The Son of Righteousness lies without healing in his wings, is a Son and shield. It's a wonderful topic in the Word of God, this shield. Because it's a shield of the Lord's providing. And as I said, it wouldn't say so much in the Word of God about a shield unless the Lord's people need the shield. And these things in God's holy word are for a comfort, for a consolation to those that feel under attack, to those that feel feeble, to those that feel unprotected, to that shield. For the Lord God is the Son of shield. The Lord God with grace and glory. Mercy, the Lord gives grace and glory to his people. And no good thing will it hold from them that walk upright. Those that walk in dependence upon him. Those that try to do that which is right. Those that try to walk without guile, without hypocrisy. Those that walk upright. It's a walking with that shield. Encompassing with about that shield. Defending that shield. Going with them, going around them. An absolute shield, an impenetrable shield. And the last psalm that we read together, 115. O Israel, trust thou in the Lord. Trust in that shield. O Israel, the
spiritual Israel. Oh Israel, trust thou in the Lord. He is their help. He is their help and their shield. O house of Aaron, trust in the Lord. He is their help and their shield. Ye that fear the Lord, trust in the Lord. He is their help and their shield. Three times. And there's no vain repetition in the word of God. Every word in the word of God is essential. It's vital. O Israel, trust thou in the Lord. No other shield. No other defence. Not our own righteousness. Not our own felt righteousness. Because all our righteousness is as filthy rags. Not in saying, well, I'm not bad. No, it's the shield. You've got to be behind the shield. O Israel, trust thou in the Lord. He is their help and their shield. They have to prove it's his help. Lord, help me. Lord, undertake for me. Lord, do all things for me. The Lord is their help. And you'll have to prove it. And I'll have to prove it in the wilderness journey. It's not helping ourselves. It's not looking to ourselves. It's looking to the Lord. Looking to him. He is their help and their shield. House of Aaron, trust in the Lord. He is their help and their shield. And you sinner and me sinner, may you prove his help. That one that sticketh closer than a brother, that almighty friend, that brother born for adversity. He is their help. Lord, help me. Lord, help me. Help me to hide behind this shield. Encompass me about with the shield. He is their help and their shield. What a wonderful subject the shield is, isn't it? The shield. Thou art my hiding place and my shield. I hope in thy word. And to hope in his word. Those exceeding great and precious promises. That shield that's promised in his word. And there's many other exceeding great and precious promises. And we can't take these to ourselves, presumption. No, we have to turn them into prayers. Lord, thou hast said. Thou hast said there will be a shield to thy people. Thou hast said that there will be the hiding place of thy people. Thou art my hiding place and my shield. I hope in thy word. I felt so much to need this hiding place. So much to need this shield. You might not be under attack at this moment, but a day might come when you are. And how you need this shield. And how wonderful that the Lord has provided a shield for his people. Their sure shield. Their ultimate wonderful shield. This hiding place and shield. And providentially, in our trials, in our difficulties, in our troubles, we need a shield. We need to be defended. And we need the Lord to do all things for us. To hide behind this shield, as I said. What about your sin? What about my sin? What about our shortcomings, our failings, our iniquities, our besetting sins, our backslidings? How we sin and come short of that standard that's set in God's holy word. A thrice holy God who cannot behold evil, who cannot look upon a single sin and a single sinner with any degree of allowance. One who's of purer eyes than to behold evil and canst not look upon iniquity. Not a holy God, but a thrice holy God. Have you felt it? Have you felt our sinnership, our poorness, our we have to do with such a holy God? Such a perfect God. And we will all stand before the judgment seat of Christ. We'll all appear before this God. And have you felt What a mercy you have felt. Our filthiness, as I said in prayer, those wounds, those bruises, those putrefyings. Have you felt that I've got no righteousness? Have you feel that, how am I going to appear before this God? I feel condemned. I feel I deserve to be condemned. Deserve a never-ending eternity in hell. I've broken every single one of God's commands. It's not just the outward keeping, it's the inward keeping. To break one of God's holy laws, to break the whole of God's holy law. Who should ever keep the whole law of God, yet offending one part, is guilty of all. All. We're becoming condemned by ourselves, condemned by our conscience, condemned by the devil, condemned by God's holy law. Condemned to what? Hell. That's what you've earned, that's what I've earned. And be honest before God, what a mercy if you've been taught it. The wages of sin is death. Wages you've earned. Hell. Separation from God. Separation from his people. That's what sin causes, a separation between a thrice holy God and the sinner. We've earned it. What a mercy to know that. What a mercy to the Holy Spirit to really teach us. Nothing in self. No righteousness in self. All our righteousness, all our felt righteousness, filthy rags. Filthy garments. What a mercy to know it. What a mercy to be taught. To be really taught it. And that cuts really deep. It's heart work. It's the Lord's work. And cuts us. Cuts us really. It works. It brings us right down. Brings us to that situation where we've got no help in self. No help in self. That situation where you come, wretched man that I am, as Paul said. Wretched man. Wretched I am. Poor. Sinner great. Chiefest of sinners. 500 pence debtor. We come before God and we need a hiding place. What a mercy that the Lord has provided a hiding place for his people from the wrath of an offended God. We've offended God every day, every hour. Even when we would do good, evil is with us. When we would do good, we're incapable of a right thought, unless the Lord help. We're incapable of a right act. We're incapable because we're sinners, and sin pervades everything that we think, say, or do. And as we come before God, condemned, but for a hiding place. To be found hid in Christ. Again, in Isaiah. Isaiah wrote this under the direction of the Holy Spirit. And a man shall be his hiding place. A man shall be his hiding place. From the wind, covert from the tempest. Rivers of water in a dry place, as the shadow of a great rock in a weary land, trials and difficulties, a hiding place, a shield, sin, a hiding place. What a mercy that the Lord has provided a hiding place for his people. And a man should be as a hiding place. You and I stand before God naked. He sees us through and through. There's no hiding in and of ourselves. The Lord sees us through and knows us better than we do ourselves. We can't hide anything we've got. We can't hide behind our own righteousness, our own shields. There is no hiding place in and of ourselves. The Lord knows, as I said, better than we do ourselves. Secret thoughts, secret, the Lord knows, the Lord sees us. And what a thought, isn't it? Thou God seest me. Thou God seest me, thou knowest, Lord. He knows. We often sin where no sin is. We're so hardened to it, but the Lord knows. The Lord makes a note. We can't come before the Lord and say, well, I did that sin, but I didn't do that one. We can't come in and say, I'm not a great sinner as others. Can't come in, can't sin stones in others. No, we deserve to be stoned ourselves. Because there's no hiding place in and of ourselves. No hiding place from the wrath of an offended God. Thou art my hiding place and my shield. I hope in thy word, thou art, but there is a hiding place for the Lord's people, not in themselves, not what they've done, not in what they've not done. Their hiding place is in a precious Christ. This man should be a hiding place. The cleft of a rock, a precious Christ. Thou art my hiding place. What a mercy to know we need hiding from the wrath of God. God is angry with the wicked every day. He's a consuming fire out of Christ. Have you felt it? What a mercy if you felt that law work. And the Lord's a sovereign, how deep the Lord's people go into the law. But some are dragged over the... Some have great... Lydia, the Lord opened her heart. So the Lord's a sovereign, but to feel our need of a hiding place. To know who that hiding place is. What a value that hiding place is, isn't it, for poor sinners? Inestimable value. That hiding place, a precious Christ, is far beyond the riches of this world. This world pales to insignificance compared to this hiding place. If a man shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul, my soul is hid with Christ as yours. What a mercy if it is. Thou art my hiding place and my shield. I hope in thy... A man shall be as a hiding place. A real man. Precious Christ. The one who... has done all things for his people. The one who suffered the wrath of an offended God on behalf of his people. The one who drank that cup to its very dregs. The one who suffered, bled and died for them. That's this hiding place. To be hid in what he has done. There's no hiding out. There's no hiding place apart from a precious Christ. And this hiding place, we can't put ourselves in this hiding place. The Lord put his people in this hiding place. And they found sheltering in this hiding place. Now, a shield. We go back to the shield. A shield is something that stands between the person and what's assaulting them. The shield interposes between them. Precious Christ is the shield of his people. When your conscience accuses you, and we just should be accused by our conscience, flee to this hiding place. When the devil comes, remember he shoots his arrows at the Lord's feet. He's the accuser of the brethren. And when he comes, and notice the use of the word when he comes, not if he comes. Because the devil only leaves his own without coming. He comes to the Lord's people because he doesn't have to bother with his own, does he? But how he comes, how he fires those arrows. You're a great sinner. That's me saying I'm a great sinner. Yeah, the chief is a sinner. Yeah, that's me saying. Yeah. I can't deny that, Lord. I can't deny that, Satan. No. No, you're right in that. I know he's a liar and he's the father of lies, but some things he says aren't lies. Yes, Satan, I feel like that. But I'm in a hiding place. But the Lord's put me in a hiding place. The blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. That's my hiding place. I haven't cleansed myself. And you can't cleanse yourself, sinner. No. A precious Christ, a hiding place. Yeah, Satan, you're right. All those, and worse, Satan. Worse. But in a hiding place. A precious Christ. Hiding place from the wrath of an offended God. A hiding place. A shield. A sure and certain. A refuge. A place to be. A hiding place to be hid in Christ. What a mercy that thou art my hiding place. What a mercy if you can say it. Not in presumption. No. And you felt me. Oh Lord. Hide me. Hide me in the precious Christ. Oh Lord, don't deal with me as condemned. Yeah, becoming condemned. I said condemned by the world. Yeah, it was so short. Come so short in the things of God. Condemned by our conscience. Condemned by the holy word of God. Condemned by the devil. Yeah. There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. That's the hiding, who are in Christ Jesus. Who are in this hiding place. Who have their religion found upon that rock, that firm in the cleft of a rock. Thou art my hiding place and my shield. I hope in thy word, that hiding place. Are you in it? Are you hiding in the precious Christ? Is he everything to you? Are you hiding in something of your own making? Are you behind a shield of your own devising? Because there's no hiding before God. A shield of our own making, well, we'll just fall. It's not strong enough. It's not secure. He's the shield. He's the defense. He's everything. What a mercy to be found in that hiding place. Now what a mercy the Lord's provided a hiding place for his people. So the Lord knows he needs them. The Lord knows that his people need that hiding place. What a wonderful hiding place. This God man, the man Christ Jesus. What love to his people. The love of the Father. The love of the Holy Spirit and the love of precious Christ, the Father, in choosing that number that should be put in this hiding place, a number that no man can number, chosen before the foundation of the world. The love of the Father in sending of his Son, and his love of the Son in coming into this world for sinners, and obedience to his Father's will, and his love to provide that hiding place. And the love of the Holy Spirit drawing the Lord's people, in revealing to the Lord's people, they need this hiding place. And the Holy Spirit to glorify a precious Christ in the salvation of sinners, those that need hiding. Now, can you say this verse? Thou art my hiding place. Thou, and thou alone, art my hiding place and my shield. I hope in my word. What a mercy if you can say it. Because this hiding place is everything to the Lord's people. A precious Christ is, and he's that hiding place. He is everything to the Lord's people. Nothing himself. No. Poor, needy, pathetic in and of ourselves. Sinners. But there's a hiding place for them. Oh, hasten to that hiding place. Hide behind that shield. And perhaps you might feel, well, I can't say is my hiding place. Do you want to? Have you got that desire? Have you got that felt need for a hiding place? Have you got that felt need for a shield? Because if the Lord's granted you that desire to be in this hiding place, and it says, the Lord will put you in there. Not only the Lord knows those that are his, I know, but to his people, they're revealed their need of a hiding place. The world doesn't need a hiding place. Those that are in the world. The Lord's people need a hiding place. And how solemn. Remember, at the end of our time, we'll all stand before the judgment seat of God. And what will those that aren't in this hiding place want? those rocks, those mountains to fall upon them, to hide them from the wrath of the Lamb of God. That's not a hiding. There's been no hiding then. All revealed. But to be found in this hiding place. To be found in Him. The one that stands between us, as I said, in wearing garments, dyed in blood. A precious Christ. What a hiding place. What a perfect hiding place. A hiding place of God's provide and a shield. Shield from the devil. Shield from all that. To be found in Him. What a shield. A precious Christ. He is the shield of His people. He is their hiding place. May we each be able to say, in dependence upon Thou art my hiding place and my shield. I hope in Thy word, because Thou art a covenant-keeping God, a faithful God. Put me in that hiding place and keep me in that hiding place. Lord, we can't keep ourselves. Thou art my hiding place and my shield. I hope in Thy word. Amen.
Let us conclude by singing together hymn 772. Hymn 772 to the tune of Southwell 239. Christ is the keeper of His saints. He guards them by His power, subdues their numerous complaints in every gloomy hour. What though they fear each dread alarm, tried and severely tossed, held by the Saviour's mighty arm, none can e'er be lost. Hymn 772, tune Southwell 239.
Subdues them
Great and almighty Lord God, we thank thee, Lord, that thou art a shield to thy people. May we have that faith, that shield of faith to believe, to look and to trust. We thank thee, Lord, that thou hast provided that hiding place for thy people. And we thank thee, Lord, for that hymn we've just sung. What a faithful God thou art, Lord. Lord, and be with us, Lord, when we part, keep the devil from us. Help us, Lord, this day, and follow thy blessing, anything that's been in accordance with thy mind and with thy will. And forgive anything I've spoken amiss, Lord. O Lord, hide me. O thou great Jehovah, hide me. Hide me, Lord, in thee. As we'd ask it all for Jesus Christ, amen. May the grace of our Lord and Saviour, Jesus Christ, Lord God the Father, and communion of the Holy Spirit, rest and abide with us each, now and forevermore. Amen.